people. And this is Colin Jubilee reporting. This evening with us in the studio...
When do I start?
Just a moment. Winner of the Johannesburg City Council's annual award for the greatest failure. We have Mr. Jeremy van Breda. Oh. That is the name. Yeah. Well, good evening and welcome to Flop People.
I didn't actually want to, you know, have this. I don't actually like this.
Yes, I know it must be a terrible embarrassment for you. But now do sit and tell us now exactly how this all came about. When did you first... Would you please stop rocking in the chair?
Oh, well,
When did you first realize that you were a flop?
I didn't actually like to have name, you know, or a position of this, you know.
Could you speak up, please? Because the recording engineer is not able to modulate our voices properly on the VU meter.
Well, I don't like, you know, I don't like actually having a name or a position like this, but the council finally decided that I must,
Now, don't be nervous. Tell me, have
but
you...
why do you bring me here anyway? Because now you make a mockery out of the whole thing, you know?
Don't be silly. This is the title of the program, Flop People. Now, tell me, have you always been a flop?
I think so, yes.
Tell me, were you aware of this as a child?
No, well, I had bad sort of stages of depression, and most of my experiences in life revolved around the pattern of... Excuse me.
That's quite all right. Would you like some water?
Well, that's another thing. I can't even talk and I get a frog in my throat.
Yes, but, well, that's the price one has to pay for being a top flop person.
Yes.
So you say you were aware of this as a child?
Yes. Disappointment followed disappointment, and I used to fail at school and people were unkind to me, you know. And then I gradually realized that my aim and vocation in life was to be a disappointment and an embarrassment to my fellow man. So I approached the council for this title, and reluctantly they were forced to confer upon me this particular position in my life cycle. I'm getting depressed as I speak, but in any case...
Yes, I'm feeling rather depressed myself. Tell me, are you married at all? Has your marriage been a success or a flop?
A flop also, yeah. I'm now onto my fourth wife, and she doesn't think much of me either. But, you know...
This is really rather heartbreaking.
I can already recognize in your manner and eyes that you don't like me either.
No, really, don't be silly now, please. I want to ask you some more questions. Now sit down and don't be so temperamental. Tell me, do you think it's easy for anyone to become a flop person?
No, it's not at all that easy. In fact, it takes a lot of care and devotion to things like being lackadaisical, having a bad memory, fits of depression, and just generally not one of my failures is that I can't even describe something, you know. It's in my mind, but I don't know what... Don't laugh at me, please, sir.
I'm not laughing at you. Gracious, I'm about to have a complete breakdown. Tell me, before we get too emotional here in the studio, would you say that it is something which many people seem to unfortunately suffer from? You must excuse me, really. I don't normally behave like this, but this is terribly touching.
Well, I don't know.
Where are my tissues?
Bees are some of the world's most wonderful insects. They carry honey to the
hive. Oh, aren't they marvelous little insects? Yes, they really are.
They carry honey to the hive from flowers in the surrounding districts and provide most of the country with
some of the world's most valuable
foods.
I must stop you, Mr. van Breda.
I can't take it anymore.
I can't take it anymore either, really. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Flop People. And this is Colin Dubley signing off now. Really, how am I ever going to record what's going on this afternoon?